This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the farm.
Let's take control of our food supply, or at least our interest in where the food comes from, by paying attention to what's going on the American Family Farm. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, an American Family Farmer, one who is, able to articulate some of the issues facing family farms, farm-owned, family-owned businesses that support agriculture, and the locavores who are using the products that we produce, produce, dairy, you name it. And so I'm often criticized by the big farming interests because of my approach. This radio program is now heard on 214 radio stations every weekend around the country and during the week as well on a lot of great radio stations that carry some of the other things that I do, like the DJV show. The essence of my interest is to try to give you a heads up on things that are going on. Perhaps you can use the information to protect yourself. Sometimes we have people in the program who have done well doing things on the farm, and that lesson goes to people and they hear it and it's an idea for them perhaps to use. That's the whole idea behind this program. Various times, as I said, over the weekend in various radio stations around the country. My point here is that we need to support and understand what's going on the family farms, because they are dwindling. And much of it is because of bad government policy. I have in the first portion of each of our visits together some news to pass along. And I look at the three things that are in my mind this week, and all of them bother me. And they ought to bother you. The United States Department of Agriculture has said that they're going to cut a couple of different programs out. Now, we all know one of the reasons that Donald Trump was elected was because he said he was going to cut down on bureaucracy. There's plenty of that in the USDA. There's plenty of it in government across the board. But because we're focused on mostly things that come out of the USDA or the Food and Drug Administration, we focus and look under a microscope at what Sonny Perdue, the Secretary of Ag, does. There are a couple of different organizations that are being eliminated from or being moved out, but mostly because people are going to get fired or they're going to be sent away. Economic Research Service, part of the USDA, is being gutted, and mostly it's because it doesn't look well. Well, this is my theory. I'm not going to tell you. I won't co-opt the news that the agency is being taken out of the USDA and moved into some other organization. 300 employees that look at, they're mostly economists, that look at the size, the shrinking size of farms and what impact that's having on our individual economy, how much more we're paying for food and why. And then there are some big folks in ag who have given handily to Trump, and so because they're a focus of this ERS investigation, the amount of money that goes to them. There are all kinds of things the ERS has found that are not in line with what the Trump administration wants to have when it comes to our farmers and even the environment. I will tell you, as one who has been on the receiving end of a visit from the, from the folks at the environmental outreach as part of what the USDA does. There certainly is the Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, off on their own, but sometimes they do things in league with the ag people because, as I noted on the air, one of them came to my farm and said, there's a puddle in your driveway. We're going to regulate that. It's a waterway. And I summarily threw him off my farm. I told him, get off the lane. Get out of here. And I never actually heard back from him because it's ludicrous. That kind of stuff is crazy. That's the kind of thing that we want to see eliminated. Climate change stuff, whether you agree or disagree with the theory behind it, is there implication or is there help there, you know, studying nitrogen that runs off the soil? All those things are part of things that have been looked at. And it isn't the family farmer that's doing these sorts of things. It's the big agribusinesses, and they're never taken to task. It's always the little guys, like the Food Safety Enhancement Act. That's not about big ag. That's not about big business. That's about the small farmer and screwing with him and making him come up with records that they can't possibly do and afford to stay in business. It's that kind of stuff. It's so obvious what's going on. And then you couple that with the news this week from the folks at Monsanto. Well, actually, Monsanto didn't come up with this. There are a group of scientists who have been investigating the ingredients in cereals. Now, remember, last week we talked about the $289 million in damages that was awarded to a fellow who used Roundup in his work for 30 years. And Monsanto said, oh, no, you didn't get sick because of Roundup. The jury said, oh, yeah, he did, and you're going to pay him $289 million. Well, in league with that, this ingredient, glyphosate, has been found in all these popular children's cereals, Cheerios, Lucky Charms, old-fashioned Quaker Oats, and a half a dozen other, toasted whole grain oat cereal, Lucky Charms, Cracklin' Oat Bran. All these other things have levels of glyphosate. I never pronounce that right. Glyphosate that are above the safety threshold for human beings. So why is it in there? Why does it have to be in there at all? Why is it there? Why is any of it there? Is the question that we never seem to get an answer to. So there's more certainly to be wrought in our dealings with Monsanto. And those of you who say, well, we can't get corn seed anywhere else, or we can't do this, we can't do that. Well, that's of your own doing. I buy my open pollinated seed from a couple of farmers in Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Indiana. And it's easy enough to get, and it's $50 a bag. A lot less expensive than the stuff you're getting. Well, we can get more out of it. It's easier to farm and get Roundup, blah, blah, blah. What's it doing to the land that you farm on? What's it doing to you and your health? What's it doing to the well-being of your family on the farm? Those are questions I think people ask, not just about the pocketbook, and we can grow more, but what's happening to the quality of your life and the quality of the soil that you need in order to grow good things? We'll talk about that later on. In a few moments, we're going to meet a gentleman named Cody Hopkins, who runs the Grassroots Farmers Cooperative in Leslie, Arkansas. That's up next here on the American Family Farmer.
Want an easy way to see if you could save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. John Lennon's last car was a Mercedes-Benz 300 TD wagon, and it will appear for auction soon. It is scheduled to cross the block at the Worldwide Auctioneers event in Auburn on September the 1st, where it's being offered without reserve or pre-sale estimate. Lennon and Yoko Ono decided on the diesel Mercedes-Benz wagon before it was on sale in the U.S., so Lennon had his assistant send Mercedes-Benz a check for $30,000, which is equivalent to around $90,000 today, and the automaker fast-tracked it across the Atlantic. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
It's not often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience. Learn more about Motor Trend's 2018 Car of the Year at AlfaRomeoUSA.com.
This is NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt.
There's a common thread I see every time I'm in the field.
While this was burning, you were saving other homes.
Neighbors helping neighbors and strangers alike.
No official first responders, they're just volunteers going in and bringing folks out.
This is what America's about.
Sometimes it's nice to see all the good that's out there.
We have seen it in community after community after community.
Watch NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt, evenings on NBC.
Welcome to Office Depot. Can I help you?
Absolutely. I've got to get my school shopping done today.
All right. Right now we've got mechanical pencils and Crayola markers for a dollar, plus 25-cent notebooks. What's on your list?
What's on my list? I need pencils, 6 notebooks, a backpack.
If you've got a list, we've got the supplies. Come in today to get select back-to-school supplies for $2 or less, including a 24-pack of Crystal Geyser spring water. Shop online on our app or in-store for low prices all summer long at Office Depot Office Max. Water limit 2. Other limits apply. See store for details.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Joining us now is Cody Hopkins. Cody is an Arkansas native, brings 10 years of experience developing and growing what he describes as vertically integrated sustainable livestock farm. It's called Falling Sky Farm. He's a founding member of the Grassroots Farmers Cooperative and the recipient of a Wild Gift Fellowship. Been named, well, he's got all kinds of things after his name that show that he's serious about what he's doing. Cody, welcome to the American Family Farmer.
Thanks so much. Glad, really happy to be here.
You are an American Family Farmer. By design, by luck, family business, why are you doing what you do?
By desire. No, I'm a first-generation farmer. My wife and I are both first-generation farmers. Subsequently, after starting the farm, my dad actually joined, started working with us. And so I consider my dad a second-generation farmer after me now. So we kind of jokingly say that. I grew up in rural Arkansas. Really had a love for the state and where I came from. But there weren't many job opportunities. Went off to college, moved to the Northeast, and taught high school for a while. And decided that, I really wanted to find a way to move back to Arkansas, and especially rural Arkansas. So I had learned about a couple of farmers who were doing some innovative livestock farming out of Joel Salatin, the Polyface Farm, I'm sure you've heard of him. And visited his farm, got really inspired, and came back. And in 2006, my now wife and I, launched our farm together, Falling Sky Farm, and sort of the rest is kind of history from there, I guess. So, and been doing that for the past, almost 12 years now.
Explain the Joel Salatin thing. He's been on this program a couple of times. Most people who are family farmers know his legacy. What was there about what you saw there on his farm? And for those who don't know, he's got a huge spread and has brought the focus around to how people, and he was in a way a sort of an inspiration in part for what I'm doing here. He proves without a shadow of a doubt that you can be successful on a limited number of acres with limited help. He doesn't have limited ideas, though, does he?
No, he does not. He's a very innovative fella, for sure. So what really inspired us about Joel was he was taking a different agricultural model that was focused on, it really harkens back to, it's more of a model that you would have seen on a farm maybe 100 years ago with some innovative equipment like electric fencing, electric netting, those kind of things. But, it was a smaller scale where he was going directly to the consumer and had a relationship with that consumer and sort of shortened that value chain and prioritized not least cost production, but prioritized, the family, the farm life, the community, the environment, the animal welfare, and the consumers. And it was something that was, it seemed approachable from my standpoint. And, to get into farming, I live in the heart of industrial poultry country here in Arkansas. And, you have to go into debt well over $1 million to be able to get into farming, poultry farming here. And we were able to start, with a couple $100 getting going. And,
really?
We went to a neighbor's place. We didn't own land. And we said, hey, can we fertilize your pasture? And she was like, what are you talking about? And I said, well, we want to raise some chickens and these mobile pens on your pasture. And so we started out with 100 chickens and our first batch and then grew from there. So really, bootstrapped it from the beginning and grew over the years until now where we, it's not just our farm. We have a group of farmers that are working together to try to change the way meat is produced and consumed in this country.
Thus the name Grassroots Farmers Cooperative, which we'll talk more about. You remind me of a picture I saw. One of the things I do on my farm here in Massachusetts, I grow a lot of hay, baleage, and there's a farm that belongs actually to the town of Lincoln, Mass, run by a fellow who's very smart, and he got his start raising chickens exactly the way you just described. So he's got a whole hillside covered with hundreds and hundreds of chickens, and it's become one of the mainstays of the operation at this place in Lincoln, Massachusetts, called Codman Farm. It really is fascinating to see how that stuff is happening versus what goes on in the factory farms. We'll continue with Cody Hopkins on the American Family Farmer.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
American Family Farm is the focus of our weekly get-together podcast of former information available at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. That's AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. An overview of a lot of these conversations that enhance, if you will, the value what we understand farming to be these days. And that's kind of where we are with Cody Hopkins, who's general manager of the Grassroots Farmers Co-op down in Leslie, Arkansas. Let's talk about the co-op itself and how it came to be. We see these co-ops emerging all around the country, Cody, for various things. Yours is for meat, but there's some for dairy, obviously, some for produce. And so when we talk about meat, we're talking about, you were talking about chickens, we're talking about beef, we're talking about pork, talking about all forms, with the, even include goats and things like that that are used for meat, rabbits.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, when we grew our farm, it was, we added, you know, pretty much, you know, modeled after the polyface farm model. We were doing pastured chickens, pastured turkeys, forest-raised pork, 100% grass-fed and finished beef. And we really started to, you know, experience challenges because, you know, the infrastructure that used to support the small family farm, like processing, you know, cold storage, those kind of things don't exist anymore in rural communities. And so we were driving, you know, we were always on the road. We were just, it was a really tough, we had really strong markets. We were great at farming, but trying to get it from the farm to the customer became a real challenge for us as we grew. And we were, you know, we had a network of farmers across the area that were experiencing similar issues. And so we decided as a group, we sort of took this approach of strength in numbers and thought, well, can we work together to solve that issue? And that was really what pushed us to form Grassroots. And the cooperative is, well, can we develop a way to, you know, share resources to solve this problem of processing, aggregation, and distribution to make our products more readily available to customers and let the farmers focus on what they do best, which is farming. And so in 2014, we launched the Grassroots Co-op with that goal in mind.
So how far away do customers come to buy your product? We're telling everybody around the country about this more as an idea for what people can use to perhaps, you know, use Polyface or your example as to what can be done on their farm. But under the circumstances, I wonder how far away do people come to you, or do you ship things out?
Sure. So both. You know, there's a health-conscious consumer out there that's looking for a high quality meat from a source they can trust, and they're having a hard time finding it. They know that buying directly from the small family farm is the best option, but that's not, you know, getting to a farmer's market isn't always convenient. And so when we started early on, we were going to farmer's markets, and but then, you know, in 2016, we launched an e-commerce business where we were just initially shipping locally within Arkansas. But then in 2017, we launched national shipping. And so we are shipping across the country. And, you know, we are actively working to grow, and we're adding more farmers. We're adding farmers. We started out with farmers just in Arkansas, but now we're adding farmers. We have some in Kentucky, some in North Carolina, some in Missouri. As we grow, we're on track to add for farmers coast to coast so that our customers can have farmers they can go visit that are close to them, because we know every package we ship out has a farm of origin stamp on it. When you go into the grocery store, it's hard to figure out what country of origin
exactly
most products
come from. This is where you can beat the competition cold, because people want to know where their food is coming from, and the government
absolutely
gives us the middle finger. The big farm ag co-ops give us the middle finger. So this is important. What's your web address? I want to send people there. So what web address do people go to, Cody?
Grassrootscoop.com.
Grassrootscoop, all one word, .com. All right, we'll give that information out several times as we continue here. And if you use the promo code FAMILYFARM50, get $50 off the first box of whatever you're buying from them that is $100 or more. Good way to get started. Good ideas here, 28 after the hour.
Teenagers and sleep, it's a nightmare for many parents. But can getting your kids off to school later translate to improved grades? I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Your teenager's brain runs on a different clock. While adults require anywhere from 6.5 hours of sleep a night, a developing adolescent's brain needs 8.5 to 9.5 hours of sleep each night. Teens not only have a longer sleep requirement than we do as adults, but according to Dr. Helene Emsalem, director of the Center for Sleep and Wake Disorders,
with puberty and the evolution of adulthood, they experience a gradual and progressive shift in the actual timing of the sleep period to a later start time and wake up time.
Studies corroborate that, indeed, allowing teens to sleep later can result in stronger test scores. But more importantly, it can translate into a less grumpier teenager around the house.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning, stylish, sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT, fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely.
Medal of Honor recipient Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about the moment when the medevac landed to take him and other casualties to safety after a long battle in Afghanistan.
Medevac bird just comes in and lands right between us and the enemy, and you know, guys are just pouring up from the vehicle patrol base to come, you know, take care of our casualties and reinforce the observation post.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The White House continues to deal with the fallout from former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen's declaration that President Trump ordered him to pay hush money to two women to influence the 2016 campaign. He said on Fox News that Cohen's violations are not a crime.
They didn't come out of campaign. It's not even a campaign violation.
Democrats want Judge Brett Kavanaugh's Supreme Court nomination halted, saying if he joins the high court, he may have a role in determining the legal fate of the president who nominated him. New York state officials have subpoenaed Cohen as part of the investigation into potential wrongdoing by the president's charitable foundation. WCBS-TV's Rich Lamb.
The subpoena to Cohen was issued after Lanny Davis, Cohen's lawyer, declared Cohen has information regarding improprieties in the Trump Charitable Foundation.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring, that turned from green to that harvest honey. Pull one up for the banker downtown that got him on his feet with handshake of money. Here's to the farmer's wife that loves him every night, raising a son.
Back now to our American Family Farmer visit. I'm Doug Steffen with a gentleman who has a great idea, and that's hopefully what we present here every week, ideas that will help make your family farm better. The idea here for the Grassroots Co-op, Grassroots Farmers Co-op, comes from Cody Hopkins, who's the general manager of this group. So how many different farms actually do you have participating with you now, Cody?
So we'll work with about 25 farms this year, and so we were about at 10 last year, so growing, you know, pretty quickly this year. It's an exciting time. We're adding new farmers, it seems like, every week right now.
Is it word of mouth they come to you? Do you go to them? Are you trying to expand so you go out to farmers that you know are doing a good business? Because I would think one of the important ingredients here is to have like-minded farmers who are doing quality work, growing quality, in this case, meat. Yes?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. So we are doing a bit of both. So we're going out and we're finding new folks who are already farming and selling to maybe a local farmer's market and want to expand their business. So we work with them, help them, we provide some infrastructure for them on their farm. So everybody's using the same exact production systems, farming the same way. And then we also have a program where we're working to mentor new farmers. So we have new farms who will apprentice alongside a current member of the co-op, and then with a goal over a 1 or 2 year period to transition into farming. Because as I'm sure you know, the average age of a farmer is about 60 years old in the U.S.
64, and I think it is now.
64, yeah.
Yeah.
So who's going to be farming, you know, 15 years, 10 years from now? Who's going to be raising our food? And, you know, we've got more people in jail than we do farmers out on the land farming. So you know, we're really on a mission to help grow the next generation of farmers and connect them to health-conscious consumers who are, you know, looking to buy meat from a, you know, source they can trust.
You know, that's a very interesting analogy. There are more people in jail than there are working on farms, and many of the people in jail ought not to be in jail. White-collar criminals, people that don't hurt other people, why do we pay to have them in jail? Why don't we assign them, instead of all the damned illegal immigrants that are all over the place on farms, why don't we assign the people that have been found guilty of some of these nonviolent crimes to work on farms and produce and be paid, and the money goes to take care of whatever the offense was that they are guilty of committing. I don't know why why is that such a difficult social concept for people to get? I don't understand it. Do you?
Sure. No. Well, I think that just, you know, from my perspective, I live in a rural community. Most people who don't live in a rural community would be shocked when they come into most rural places. Just the, you know, rural communities are struggling across the country. And I think that you know, this is what we're trying to do is, you know, cut out the middleman. I mean, you know, when Tyson sells a chicken, it's not the chicken farmer who's getting rich. It's some other folks that, you know, up in the ivory towers, right? And so in our situation, you know, when you buy from grassroots, you're buying directly from the farmer. Any profits that grassroots has goes right back to the farmers because the farmers own this business.
One of the things that's hard for some of you to talk about the average age being 64. Well, there isn't as much computer literacy, technical knowledge, at least as far as how to spread the word. We're used to, the people that are my age that have been around this all their lives, they're used to a system. They're used to selling their product and getting paid by somebody they knew they could count on, and they weren't thinking about what the profit motive was. I can tell you that on my farm in Massachusetts, if you want to look online, it's Eastley, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, Eastley Farm. I, for years, was selling. I'll be damned if I'm going to sell my milk into the pool and go broke doing it. So I was selling raw milk for 11, 12 bucks a gallon. It still wasn't enough to really keep the farm going, but it paid more of the ticket, and that's one of the things the government is. But I get put out of business by the government, basically. And we're all so fed up with this. These are people that are supposed to be doing our bidding from the bottom locally. Probably they understand it better where you are, but, you know, mid-range, and you go to the feds, they don't know what the hell's going on, as is obvious by the policies and the argument about the farm bill. Just as an aside, Cody, how do you think the farm bill, whatever it is that is supposed to be passed by the end of September, how's that going to impact you and your farm members?
Sure. Well, there are some really great programs that have been very helpful for our farmers. I mean, NRCS has been wonderful for helping our farmers and, you know, add some infrastructure, whether it be water lines or some electric fencing to improve their farming practices and farming infrastructure. And there's some smaller programs like the Value Added Producer Grant. I'm a big fan of NSAC, the National Sustainable Agricultural Coalition, I believe is the acronym stands for. But they are out advocating for small family farms and trying to get, trying to help these farms that are trying to, you know, innovate on the marketing side and help them get some grants to do that. So grassroots benefited from a value added producer grant, and it was extremely helpful for us. And
so that's good.
I think that, I'd love to see, you know, I hate to see those kind of programs cut. You know, I know so much of the farm bill is not really focused on food.
It's a food stamp program, and it's the thing that offends me is I think it's 683. I've forgotten how many billion, jillion, whatever the hell the number is. It's a crazy number. Going to big ag businesses that don't need a nickel. And that offends me and you and people who think, if you really think it through where your tax dollar is going, what the hell business do these people have other than their political connections of getting a handout from Uncle Sam when they're making a lot of money in profit? Profit is great. Mm-hmm. We all need it to stay in business, and everybody's entitled to make a lot of money, as much as you can make, but not on the backs of you and me and people paying taxes into what? What are you giving these guys money for other than that they're slapping your back and helping get you elected? I mean, that's these guys, this is what drives me nuts about that that reality.
Absolutely.
So, all right, I don't want to spend a lot of time there. Back to, I want to remind people that grassrootscoop.com, grassrootscoop, it's grassrootscoop.com. And if you want to kind of look the website over, see what there is there, maybe you'll find some of your interest. They'll ship you their products. And if you're going to use the promo code FAMILYFARM50, I'm going to, I said FAMILYFARM50, obviously you're spelling out Family Farm, but the number 50. So the promo code is FAMILYFARM, the number 50, gives you $50 off of the first box of whatever you're buying if it's $100 or more. It's a good way to get exposure here. And especially at a time when people are so concerned about where food comes from. You mentioned a while ago that, you know, we all know how hard, I remember in California where I spend part of my time, there was a bill, it wasn't really a bill, it was a proposition on the California ballot a couple of years ago, and it would have required farmers to label their products. And the Monsanto folks spent $14 million trying to kill it, and they were successful killing this because they said farmers didn't have the time or the money to label their own food. That's the biggest crock of cow manure.
Yep.
You know it. I know it. Anybody who's associated with the farmers knows it. And yet they, them and their BS, they prevailed. They carried the day.
Yeah, the great thing is that consumers are waking up to this, right? And so consumers have so much information now. They can bypass these systems, and so really the market is kind of is working to solve this problem outside of politics by you know, in this situation we're going, you know, a farmer is going straight to the consumer, and the consumer can tell us what they want, and we can add that, and it's a really, you know, having a relationship directly with the consumer, no longer relying on middlemen or grocery stores to, you know, or large ag corporations to, you know, be the go-between between the farmer and the customer. Really, it empowers the farmer and the customer both in a really amazing way.
Do you think people understand the concept of pasture-raised and why it is that those animals are healthier than a food lot animal?
Sure. I think increasingly, yes. When we started, pasture-raised chicken was not something that was part of the general lexicon, but increasingly it's becoming more and more understood. I mean, grass-fed beef is understood by most people, but you know, we have a lot. I mean, our customers are extremely educated. They're doing a lot of research because they are, they understand. I mean, you let off the show here talking about the chemicals in the cereals. People do not trust the food system. They want to understand. You know, they want to figure out some way to find a source of food they can trust and feed their families, and so there's a you know, consumers are really digging in trying to understand this, and at the end of the day, you know, they trust farmers. They don't trust, you know, the big, you know, marketing ag companies out there. They trust farmers, and so they want to go to the farmer, have a relationship, be able to ask questions and get real answers from those farmers.
Yep. Well, it'll be interesting to see how this all shakes out with the $12 billion that's been suggested as a way to help farmers who are being affected by the trade wars. That I don't think is you, but there are other people that are affected by this. I'm fascinated by the work you're doing. Hold on a second. Let me spend a few more minutes with you. Cody Hopkins here, General Manager of Grassroots Farmers Cooperative in Leslie, Arkansas. Let me tell you about weight loss. Eating well is a very good way to lose weight. Many of you don't eat well, you gained weight, and now you're trying to sort of reinvent the wheel. All right, so, yep, change your diet, do some exercise, but get on America's number one known and proven weight loss program. It's not really even a product. I use that term, and it's not really the right term. Calitrin is a product that will help you lose weight. It is the healthiest, in line with what we are talking about here and all the things that I talk about on my various programs. If they aren't healthy and natural, I don't want to talk about them. And that's why I'm happy to tell you about Calitrin. It's collagen protein to lose that weight. Call 833-TOP-LOSS if you want to get information from a counselor, or order it right now at toploss.com. Use the code DJV for 10% off. Lose the weight with Calitrin, number one healthy weight loss program at toploss.com.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late. We stay informed. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one. Together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at craftsman.com and stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand.
All right, let's round out our conversation here with Cody Hopkins on the American Family Farmer with ideas. Most farmers understand the difference between healthy food and what's grown on these farms, the sunshine, the lollipops, the roses. I'm thinking of an old song. All the farmers participate equally in this, do they, in terms of what the outcome is at the end of the year? How do you divvy up the profits of the co-op, Cody?
Sure. So, you know, right now we're growing and we're, you know, working to build our customer base, so we don't have a lot of profits yet to divvy up. But the beauty of the cooperative model is it's very democratic. It's one member, one vote. And mm-hmm. so there's, you know, equal representation by each farm in the co-op. The board is made up of farmers, so it's a farmer-driven organization. These are all small family farms. And then at the end of the year, when there's profits, it gets divvied up based on the percentage of sales the farmer made to the co-op. And so
you're selling the product. There's profits to the co-op, but the farmer is getting paid for all the things that he or she is growing and you're selling.
They're paid a premium too above. I mean, to put it in perspective, a chicken farmer around here working for Tyson might get 25 cents or 30 cents for a chicken after feed and chick cost. We're paying about 10 times that, $3.15 on average. So it's just an enormous, you know, they can operate a much higher, you know, much smaller scale. Our farms can and have and prioritize things like animal welfare and the family farm life, things that these consumers want to see in, you know, coming to them. So
not an industrial giant coming in and doing things that are the food and the stuff, the milk that comes from these places is garbage. All right, good. This is great to know, Cody. Thank you for being here. The Grassroots Co-op. It's all one word, grassrootscoop.com. Check that out. Cody Hopkins, general manager here on American Family Farmer.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows.
Sense making sense out of what's going on the farm. Hopefully that's what this is all about, because of my dedication to my own farm and my farming background. I thought the American Family Farmer Show was a good concept. Check out all of our podcasts. There's lots of information. This information from this week's program will be synthesized and put together so you can get the essence of it very quickly by listening to the podcast that will be up next week at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. So what do we have going on here? There's a big focus on the farm bill and the USDA and the trade war and all that other stuff. I want to address that in a moment. But I want to address government in general. I make the government the boogeyman because the government is the boogeyman. And if you don't think that's the case, whether it's the feds, whether it's the regional, whether it's the local, the government is the boogeyman, the bad guy. And the best example I can come up with, I had somebody who connects with me here at Doug Stephan on Twitter, at Doug, S-T-E-P-H-A-N, or Doug at DougStephan.com. Outrageous stories like this all the time, all over the place. You may have heard the story about the farmer who was fined $5,000 a day for having a birthday party on her property, and she was on the hook for $2 million in fines. The battle with the government over this stupid stuff went on for years. The farm was shut down. They were harvesting, and the local government shut them down. This is why people hate, they don't dislike, they hate the government, because of stupid stuff like this. Can you imagine a farmer who is fined $5,000 a day for having a birthday party for one of the people in her family on her own property? How do you get away with that? That's the question, and it's a catastrophe. It really is. So with that in mind, let's talk about the government and maybe what may happen as a result of the the focus on these trade deals in a moment. Let me tell you about the approach that's supposedly going to help farmers. We'll see in a moment.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I'm as happy as a clam.
Disclaimer, Geico cannot guarantee you will be, quote, as happy as a clam, unquote. The Geico legal team cannot accurately verify clams even experience the complex human emotional state known as happiness. As an invertebrate mollusk living half submerged on the ocean floor with no arms, legs, or wireless access, what's there to be happy about? A clam's all like, oh, I'm so happy I didn't get turned into New England clam chowder today, pronounced regionally as chowder. Chowder. Oh, that's so fun to say. What were we talking about again?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Welcome to Office Depot. Can I help you?
Absolutely. I've got to get my school shopping done today.
All right. Right now we've got mechanical pencils and Crayola markers for a dollar, plus 25-cent notebooks. What's on your list?
What's on my list? I need pencils, 6 notebooks, a backpack.
If you've got a list, we've got the supplies. Come in today to get select back-to-school supplies for $2 or less, including a 24-pack of Crystal Geyser spring water. Shop online, on our app, or in-store for low prices all summer long at Office Depot Office Max. Water limit 2. Other limits apply. See store for details.
All right, let's focus here on this, the trade problems, the government and getting in your face and how you get around it or work with them or somehow or other convince them that you're not the bad guy. The USDA has announced that they're going to spend $12 billion plus to help those of us who are producers who are going to have market disruptions because of the tariffs that are being added to our food by countries like China. We've talked off and on about this for the last 3 or 4 weeks because it's on everybody's, well, not everybody's mind. The guy that we just had on, the grassroots fellow, he's not going to be infected by these trade deals very much at all. But there are a lot of people who need help. He's a good marketer. Maybe you're not. Maybe you belong to a co-op and it needs marketing help, so they're supposed to. And I think he did make reference to a marketing program that's been in there. It's supposed to get a lot bigger in this new announcement to aid farmers. Also, the government is supposed to, like it used to, buy excess food that keeps the markets where they are so that they can use it in the food lunch program or whatever other things they have that utilize food. We need food grown in America to be used in these programs. So that thing is supposed to be enhanced. And also, understanding trade programs, borrowing money, the farm service agencies working with Commodity Credit Corporation, the stuff that will help to keep the markets, the commodities markets, those prices up there where they're supposed to be rather than having them messed up because of what's going on in the open market. I don't necessarily like this because I think we ought to make money based on what the market thinks we should be paid. But because there's so much screwing around with these trade deals and government in general, you got to have something. And the farmers are screaming. And so perhaps something good will come out of this. I think it'll be another week or two, maybe even another month before it actually all shakes out. That's my point of view. I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.